Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I want you to know that the American Constitution is a serious impediment to the elitists who rule the world. There is a small group of people who control both political parties in the United States and make mockery of the electoral process. And through their vast wealth, which they've created by gaining control of the banking system and creating money out of nothing through a fraudulent system, they've gained control of the military. And if you want to be a high-ranking official, you go along with their globalist plans. They control banking, the majority of our major corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties. They're running all of the political candidates on the Republican ballot, with the exception of one who they marginalize and attack and demonize as a crotchety old man who has archaic ideas of believing in the Constitution. They control our educational system, our foundations. They control the media. Barry Goldwater, in his waning days as a senator, wrote a book, 1979, called With No Apologies, and on page 280 he said this: the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but the David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to gain control of the financial and commercial interests, and he was speaking of the world, by first seizing control of the government of the United States. And, of course, they've done that. Certainly, they controlled the Carter administration. They had about 270 of their agents, CFR and Trilateral Commission members, in the Carter administration. The same thing with the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan spoke out against the Trilateral Commission, and yet he ended up inviting them to the White House for dinner. And if you doubt that, you must read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have that book, as well as certainly Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. And the quotation I just gave you came from page 280, and you need to have the books. You need to let people know they certainly control the first and second Bush administrations. The administration, they control the Obama administration. Between 1977 and 2008, six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, the most powerful financial organization in the world, were members of the Trilateral Commission, the North American chapter, including Robert Zolnick, the current president. Certainly, eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives that have systematically set almost 12 million of our jobs overseas, and those jobs aren't coming back again. This is part of the program to send our jobs overseas. Seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense all came from membership rules of the Trilateral Commission. Certainly in Europe, the recently appointed Premier of Greece, a man named Papademos, came from the European branch of the Trilateral Commission. There are only about 130 members. The newly appointed Premier of Italy, Mario Monti, came from the European branch of the Trilateral Commission. You have the idea that we have elections, ladies and gentlemen, that's a fraud. And these people have an agenda. They hate our Constitution. They want rule by the elite. Our Constitution gets in the way, and so, well, how do you circumvent it? Why, you come up with a threat. That threat is the environment. The environment, of course, is threatens to destroy everything. The environment is deteriorating, and, of course, in many respects, they're the ones who are creating the environmental problems. But if we can just get the people to believe that the environment is a threat, then we can circumvent the Constitution and centralize all power with government to protect us from the degenerating environment. And that's why we have with us this morning Wynne Coleman, who's been studying Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century. It is the elite agenda by which they can circumvent the Constitution. Now, if they don't like the Constitution, why don't they amend it? Why, they wouldn't consider doing that? Because they know the American people want to be free, and the elite want to rule us. And believe me, these are evil and wicked people, and behind them, powerful spiritual forces that want to create a one-world totalitarian government and install their one-world ruler. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. Wynne, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, Dr. Stan, there's no place I'd rather be this morning, especially on a day when Americans are being encouraged to volunteer and engage in community service. You can say this is my community service to your listeners.
Well, you go right ahead and tell us what you have learned about the covert agenda for the 21st century, which they call Agenda 21, and it has to do with utilizing the environmental movement and the threat to the environment to justify ever more control with government to circumvent the Constitution.
I'll be glad to do that. First, I think your listeners might want to know a little bit about who I am, so it'll give it a little more credibility. I currently live in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the capital of Raleigh. And Raleigh is part of Research Triangle Park, known as RTP, which is my home to more than 170 global companies. And the RTP, Research Triangle Park, is located between three major universities: Duke University, which is in the city of Durham, North Carolina State University, which is in Raleigh, where I live, and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And the RTP remains one of the most transformational public-private partnerships in national history. And I'm mentioning this because public-private partnerships are a very important element of Agenda 21 and also about what I am going to talk about today. Dr. Stan, I'd like to talk about a new area of Agenda 21 that's come to my attention. I know that you've had some wonderful expert guests to speak about the overall ideas of Agenda 21 over the past years, and some of your listeners are already familiar with that, but I'd like to focus right up front on some important points that have come to my understanding and observation. And the first is the topic of benefit corporations, which...
Hold on, Ben. Wynne, we'll be back here in just a moment.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Wynn Coleman from Raleigh, North Carolina, she's giving us a little background of the things that are going on there. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the elite understand what's happening. But because they control the media, you're never going to hear this discussed. On our major media, you're never going to hear this discussed by our political leaders. Why? Because they're all in on it. But they don't want you to know, not the common people. That's why they don't dare try to amend the Constitution. They've just done an end run around the Constitution to centralize all power of Washington, D.C., and the subversive element controls both political parties. And while we focus our attention on the danger from the wicked communists in Moscow and in Beijing, all of whom are in on this whole scam, or the wicked terrorists, all 50 of them over there in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, there are only 50 Al-Qaeda members over there. We got a 500,000 people over there to counter them. A 500,000 people to counter 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Oh, yeah. But they're plotting against us. No, ladies and gentlemen, the people who are plotting against us, the people here and the people there in this triangle in North Carolina. But you go right ahead, Wynn.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. As I was saying before, the topic is benefit corporations, and a benefit corporation is a new type of corporation to benefit society and government. It is being promoted to state legislatures through boilerplate legislation. Also, you might know it as cookie cutter legislation, which is identical legislation for the hidden purpose of furthering the ideals of United Nations Agenda 21 and its accompanying philosophy of sustainable development. Very important to our discussion is the agreement that if these benefit corporations agree to be legalized under state law, they also must agree to be assessed and certified by an independent third-party organization, which is headquartered in Pennsylvania. And the name of that organization is B-Lab. That's the letter B as in boy, and then the separate word lab, L-A-B, as in a laboratory. B-Lab, which is a nonprofit organization, gives its certified benefit corporations, the ones that it has approved, the trademark name of B Corp, C-O-R-P-S. So I may refer to this benefit corporation as well. I'm talking also as B Corp. Now I want to get this fact out right up front. B Lab was conceived straight out of the globalist humanist Aspen Institute and is majorly funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. That is why I'm so glad that Dr. Stan gave you such a wonderful introduction telling you all about David Rockefeller and the Rockefellers, because David Rockefeller also founded the Trilateral Commission, as Dr. Stan has already told you. And the thing is that both Aspen Institute and Rockefeller Foundation aspire to world government, and they openly state this. And they were established by also by some of the founding fathers of the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Movement. In fact, this is really quite interesting. B-Labs certified B Corps benefit corporations are required to sign a B Corp declaration of interdependence, not independence, but interdependence, to make their certification official. Now, an overriding theme, or you could say mantra, at the Aspen Institute is that national sovereignty must be forsaken for holistic global interdependence. Now, this is very important to what we're going to talk about today. And speaking of holistic, I'd like to add that with benefit corporations, we're not merely talking about one or more progressive business innovations. Benefit corporation promoters, such as those at the Aspen Institute, consider benefit corporations to be an archetype, which is a typical example or an essential form that symbolizes an evolutionary shift in our, quote, legal structure, dominant mental models, and behavior, unquote. So they say that benefit corporation or B Corp archetype provides a reference point that makes it easier to benchmark or measure an organization's structure against the requirements of sustainability, which is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. That's very important. This is not just one more business innovation. They think of it almost as a part of their spiritual worldview. And you may recognize some of the New Age language here. This is more than a business model. Moving on, I think we should address just one or two key concepts of Agenda 21, even though many of your listeners know about Agenda 21, because benefit corporations are derived from these key concepts. And Agenda 21 is a United Nations document. It was created by these elite world planners we're talking about, and it's based on a philosophy known as sustainable development. Agenda 21 essentially sets forth a blueprint control all human activity. Now, this is done under the pretense of saving or protecting the environment for present and future generations, but it goes far past the environment into the areas of economy and social equity. Now, some of you may know the term social equity as social justice, and it means equality for all in a social sense. These three categories are broad enough to cover all the areas of human activity. And though Agenda 21 is a soft law document, which means that it's not hard law or a treaty at this point, our politicians, and either through ignorance or intention, are going through with the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 policies in our nation. The most common definition of sustainable development given by its proponents is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So this is very important. They're focusing so much on meeting the future generation's needs. And when they do this, they don't have to have scientific proof that we actually have some sort of dire crisis or threat to humanity. They take anticipatory action in the absence of scientific certainty, which is known as the precautionary principle. So those are two key concepts of Agenda 21, and that benefit corporations are very much created to save future generations from threats. But the main, and also let me just say quickly, why is this a threat to our liberty? Because we have two competing philosophies here. We have the philosophy of the United States of America, which is based on the fact that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and these rights are defined or not to be separated or given away or taken away. And the most important purpose of government in the United States is to protect the individual's unalienable rights. the product of an individual's labor belongs to the individual. But by contrast, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, and we know Agenda 21 is a United Nations document, states that rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So in other words, what the United Nations grants, the United Nations can take away. And our rights would be subservient to the greater good of the global community. And you and the product of your labor belong to the global community. Now, I'm going to skip though to the very, very most important concept, and this is how you can recognize if a benefit corporation or even other articles and initiatives you discover in your neighborhood or community are being pushed. And they won't always use the words, and they most likely will not use the words or term Agenda 21, but you'll see the word sustainability quite a bit. And in fact, it's ubiquitous these days in, in communities. So aside from preserving the earth for future generations, we have a fundamental principle that can be identified by the relationship of three interlocking goals of sustainability, known as the three E's. And as I said earlier, most people interpret sustainability or sustainable development to mean protecting the environment and saving the earth for future generations, but the reality is the sustainable development encompasses much more than protecting the environment, and that's why we have the three E's. They're often known as the three pillars, but they're usually symbolized by the three interlocking circles, and I want you to look for them in your community, on your websites and documents and articles. It looks like a pretzel, or actually I remembered it looks like the old Ballantine beer logo of the late 1930s. It's three interlocking circles. And the three circles are three core principles are environment, economy, and equity, or social equity, which the word equity essentially means equality. And environment, the first E.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Sure.
Oh, go right ahead, Wynn.
All right. Environment places nature above man. In the sustainable development philosophy, man is generally a threat to nature. Therefore, man's rights extend only as far as government allows for the common good. Now, economy is the redistribution of wealth internationally and the creation of public-private partnerships, which I mentioned when I was telling you about the Research Triangle area that I live in. Redistribution of wealth is the unjust or forced redistribution of wealth, taking away from the wealthy to give to the poor, which effectively lowers the standard of living in America to that of the rest of the world. Now, I know, Dr. Stan, you've often said that the real intent is to take money from the middle class, not the poor, and put all the wealth of the middle class into the hands of the elite so they can rule all of us who will be poor at that point. Now, the third E is a little bit harder to understand at times, but it's called equity or social equity. And in the churches, it's being floated often as social justice. And Glenn Beck, when you were watching Glenn Beck on television, if you were, mentioned social justice a few times. Now, in the 3E system, equity is often associated with the term social, as in social equity. And in B Corp bills, you'll see the word social a lot. In the United States, equity, though, means the equality of opportunity. In sustainable development, equity means equality of materialism or the equality of results. So that means a redistribution of wealth, but it focuses more on class distinctions, such as the rights of groups. Examples would be women, youth, the poor, and the unemployed. Now that I've given you that key concept of the three E's, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the benefit corporations themselves. And this is how I learned about benefit corporations. My mother, who was very active and is very active, too, in preserving liberty, saw a news brief in our local newspaper, the News and Observer. And she knows my special interests and called to tell me about it. And the article was entitled Socially Responsible Capitalism Introduced at Legislature, meaning the North Carolina State Legislature. Socially responsible capitalism is another term that you'll see in relation to benefit corporations. This article by John Mirowski, Senator Orlovsky, explained how a new bill, SB 26, would expand government regulation and control with a new form of standards for corporations. Now let's keep in mind when we say that a company does not have to have shareholders, however, because there are other types of companies, but shareholders in companies would be greatly affected by benefit corporations. This reporter, Mr. Mirofsky, stated, quote, advocates of socially responsible capitalism are hoping North Carolina becomes one of the few states in the nation that gives businesses legal permission to fulfill moral obligations to the poor or to the environment at the expense of their own shareholders. And you'll already notice that the word poor could be translated to society or social equity, and of course the environment is the other E that's obvious. He went on to report that the bill in North Carolina had passed unanimously 50-0 in the North Carolina Senate. Now, it's interesting, this happened right after the Republicans were in charge of both chambers for the first time in 140 years. The Democrats had been in charge all of that time in our General Assembly. Now, keep in mind that Agenda 21 and sustainable development is a nonpartisan issue.
Hold that thought, Lou Whitten. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here to talk about this subversive plan to destroy freedom in the name of equity.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Freedom Network, and this morning is with Coleman. We're talking about this subversive movement. And this subversive, it's carefully coordinated. It is telling us, oh, we have global warming, and so we've got to give all this power in the government. We've got to stop using fossil fuels. We've got to get people out of their cars. We've got to cut back on the use of electricity. We've got to lower the living standards, all to counter the threat of global warming, which is a total fraud, actually, if you really study it, why we've had maybe 1 or 2 degrees of global warming in the last 300 or 400 years, the last 10 years. We've had almost a degree of global cooling, and it's getting colder and colder, not warmer and warmer, but it doesn't matter what the statistics show. A lie told often enough will come to be accepted by the majority of the people because they never hear the truth. And that's the beauty of a small group of corporations, 6 major corporations controlling 90 to 95% of the media outlets. Comcast alone controls 850 radio stations that bring you Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, people you think are going to tell you the truth, and most of what they say is true. It's just the important details that they leave out. Well, Lynn, before we go on, do you have a web page or a website you'd like people to go to?
Well, I don't at this time, Dr. Stan. Recently, I've been trying to get this word out for many years, but recently now people are much more interested in this, and I am thinking about putting maybe having a website. But I have an article on the Freedom Advocates website. That website is freedomadvocates.org, and I know you've had guests from Freedom Advocates on your show many, many times. And you can go there and see a report that I've written about benefit corporations. And if you read to the very end of the short article, introductory article, you can read my 18-page report or advice to activists how to call their legislators and oppose benefit corporations. So if you go to freedomadvocates.org, you can read that, and also another wonderful article by my friend Stephen Poole, P-O-O-L-E. He became interested in the topic when I told him about it and has written an excellent series as well. And there is a phone number for Freedom Advocates also, if I can find it.
Go right ahead and get it out.
I thought I had it right in front of me. I do. Wait, hold on. Here it is. For those who don't have a computer, you can call them at area code 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. The staff at Freedom Advocates was generous enough to say that if you call or contact them and you have a really sincere and genuine interest to learn in this subject, they'll try to put you in contact with me, or maybe they can help you in some way themselves. So that's how you can get in touch with me.
All right, fine. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question at all on this subject, our telephone numbers, Sydney is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. This is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. They are using the environment, they're passing the legislation, and little bit by little bit, step by step, take away your freedom. And, of course, in the name of, oh, my goodness, we've got to cut down on consumption of electricity. That's why we have to close down all the plants in the United States that make incandescent light bulbs and ship all of the requirement for making light bulbs to China, of course, so they can make these mercury-containing light bulbs. When they're destroyed, we release mercury into the environment here. But basically, look at the greater good. Look at all those jobs we're creating in China. And even though we're going to pollute the environment with the mercury and the incandescent light bulbs, even though they cost 3 or 4 times as much as an incandescent light bulb, why, of course, the elite want to ship our jobs overseas. They want to pollute our environment with mercury, but they can't tell you that. It's also, they have to convince you, it has to do with cutting back on electric use, because, of course, the incandescent light bulbs are so much more efficient. But they really aren't, and certainly the small ones anyway. I've actually looked right up at my fixture here and my incandescent light bulbs that I put in at the same time as the incandescent ones are still going, and the fluorescent light bulbs have burned out. So they're more expensive, they're contaminating, they're all produced in communist China, and GE has shifted its whole production of fluorescent light bulbs to China, closed down all of our factories here, and that's the whole idea. We can't let the American people know we are intentionally shutting off our manufacturing here, shipping it overseas, so we can lower the living standards here. You have to think it all has to do with the environment and saving electricity so we don't have to burn the fossil fuels. And it's all a lie. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask you about the Agenda 21 gal here in Fort Collins. What happened to her?
You know, I really can't tell you now. Who are you specifically speaking of?
Well, you've had her on your program several times.
Yes, I have.
I can't
but
remember.
I haven't heard from her recently. You don't happen to know her when there's a lady.
I believe he's asking about Stacy Lynn.
That's right.
Right.
Well, do you have a computer, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you go to the freedomadvocates.org website, they have on the right-hand side an explanation or an update on Stacy Lynn, and you might want to go and read that there.
Well, what's happened with Stacy?
Well, I didn't read it that closely, and I'd rather people read it for themselves. But it's something that she's having some problems with law enforcement there, something to do with
they're trying to shut it down. Basically,
yeah, probably
the
so.
Last thing they want is for the public to learn the truth, and they will go after people who are trying to get the truth out. Okay,
that's right, Dr. Stan. That's the reason I brought it up, because she was going, you know, full tilt as the advocate to try to prevent this Agenda 21 being carried out here in Larimer County. And several years ago, we had a fellow by the name of Tim Masters here in Larimer County, Colorado, that got put in jail for 10 years for a crime he didn't commit. And the only reason I had bring that subject up is in the Denver paper outside the venue of Larimer County, a lawyer that was connected with that case said Larimer County has one of the most judicially corrupt court systems in the state of Colorado. So it's very, very corrupt here in the judicial system, and I bet they've tried to bulldoze her to keep her out of their hair.
Okay, thanks very much for bringing it up, and pray for Stacy. She needs our help, our support. God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment with Wayne Pope.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind listeners that driving while drunk is not smart and is against the law. Whether roads are busy or deserted, your chances of having an accident are higher. Please drive responsibly. Drive sober. That's from the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris, CPAs on the air because they care. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Wynn Coleman. Wynn, go right ahead.
All right, thank you. And I will say, regarding Stacey Lynn, that she was most helpful to me about a year ago when I first learned about her, and she gave me some wonderful advice to apply in Raleigh. But moving on quickly, I'd like to emphasize, I'm going to just briefly tell you about what's happened with our North Carolina state legislation regarding benefit corporations, but I know that you have listeners in Colorado, and Colorado, too, has a benefit corporation bill pending in the state legislature, and the number of that bill is SB11-005. That's SB11-005, and I was able to look at it, just peruse it this morning, and the wording is almost identical to the North Carolina legislation. So it is indeed cookie-cutter legislation, and I hope your activists out there, after we finish this discussion, will find ways to oppose it, and they can use my report, which outlines five ways that you can object to benefit corporations, and you can get that on the Freedom Advocates website. But as I was saying, Agenda 21 and sustainable development is a nonpartisan issue, and this just indicates that how easily it passed in the North Carolina State Senate just shows how woefully uninformed many of our elected officials, both Democrats and Republicans, are about the warning signs of Agenda 21. And you will find that, to be fair to them, that the term sustainable or sustainable development is not in the legislation. I looked in the Colorado legislation this morning for it, and it's not in there, and it's not in the North Carolina legislation. It also recently passed in California, and I know that's where Dr. Stan is. Eight states have passed it, and then it's pending in 5 states. And I don't know what, I'm sure they're going to try to introduce it in many other states as well. Let's quickly talk about what the benefit corporations are after all this preliminary discussion. A benefit corporation is a new type of corporation which allows a company to divert profits from shareholders in order to pursue social and environmental missions. And they also ensure that the company is actually pursuing those missions, to be certified by an independent third party that has no relationship with the company that it is certifying. As a local North Carolina lawyer, Donna Ray Berkelhammer, wrote recently in her glowing endorsement of benefit corporations, or B Corp, she says, the impact of being a B Corp is now like having a good housekeeping seal of approval. It is a certification from an independent third party acknowledging our company's commitment to serving society and the environment. Now, B Corps do not receive any specific tax breaks at the state or national level, at least not now. However, it's important to know that they can receive incentives from cities, and in December 2009, the city of Philadelphia passed legislation creating the country's first tax break for certified sustainable business. Also, conversations have begun in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C., and with several federal agencies. also, a lot of the perks of this is crony capitalism, being able to create a brotherhood of businesses, which I think I coined that term based on Dr. Stan's wonderful book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It must have come to me. But where they can all team up together and cheer each other on and exclude any of the little guys or the corporations that won't go along with sustainable development. Now, a company may become a B Corp voluntarily. They're not forced by law to become one, but legislation has been introduced in a number of states to give B Corps legal status, benefit corporations legal status. The reason for this is that legal status would lessen the liability of the company directors to be sued if shareholders of companies feel that the profits, their profits have been wasted or unfulfilled on unnecessary, on unfulfilled or unnecessary missions. The idea behind B Corps is that the traditional focus on what's known as the single bottom line for a company to focus on creating profits is not doing enough for the common good of society. Now, we all know that this is a socialistic or communistic concept. It was actually developed by Rousseau just before the French Revolution, and Karl Marx was very, very attracted to this idea. But a B Corp legislation does not say that a company is forbidden from pursuing profits. It just says that a certain amount of profits must be used to pursue social and environmental missions, which, as I've explained earlier, are two of the three E's of sustainable development core concepts. And then when you add that together with the businesses that will become corporations, that's the economic E. Therefore, B Corporation advocates think that a better approach than the single bottom line is the triple bottom line. Everything seems to come in threes in sustainable development. So the triple bottom line correlates to the three E's of sustainable development, which are economy, environment, and social equity. But also, there's another popular phrase for the triple bottom line, and it is people, planet, and profits, which is another three idea. Also, a B Corp must have in its articles of incorporation a statement of a general public purpose, which is, quote, a material positive impact on society and the environment taken as a whole. That's an important phrase, as measured by a third party standard, meaning a third party organization, from the business and operations of a benefit corporation. Now, in addition to this general public purpose, which is supposed to really benefit all of society, I suppose, they can also add on specific public benefit purposes, which are sort of sub-purposes. And these include, here's some examples, providing low-income or underserved individuals or communities with beneficial products or services, promoting economic opportunity for individuals or communities beyond.
I'm going to interrupt you. We've got a caller, and we're almost out of time. Who's
okay.
calling?
Tim in Wisconsin.
Yes.
I saw my mom and the man she's married to now at the grocery store here lately, and she was telling me about Jimmy Swigert having had a program about Agenda 21, and she was telling the man that she's married to now about these government programs he's taking advantage of and the things he's signing when he's taking advantage of them about how they have to do with Agenda 21 and how it's gonna make it someday where they're gonna tell him what to do.
Okay, we're out of time.
Tell both of them what to do.
God bless them. Man. Thanks so much for calling. We're out of time. Our guest this morning is Wynn Coleman. And we're talking about how this subversive movement to control our society and impoverish our people. God.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I would like to know more about Agenda 21. We have a talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, the DVD. We have an excellent syllabus that goes with that, an excellent four-tape set. Important part of this whole thing is population control. We have my talks on planned population reduction and none dare call it genocide. Two separate talks. You must understand they intend to kill off most of the people of the world. They've already killed probably close to 2 billion people. They're killing millions every day, and they're planning on killing off most of the remaining population. And if that sounds incredible and stupid, just go up on your internet and look up Eric Pianka, P-I-A-N-K-A, a professor at University of Texas who advocates killing off 90% of the world's population. Certainly Professor Sam Keen, who in 1995 suggested we kill off 90% of the population. Recently, Ted Turner, speaking in California, he never to be outdone, advocates killing off 95% of the world population. They're doing it now by adding poisons to your food and your drinking water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the drugs we use. They're giving us all sorts of drugs, Sydney, that are harmful. You better find out what's going on. Let me suggest you get my population control agenda monograph and understand that. And, of course, the next thing is they intend a world war. They're going to take us into a war with Iran. It's very obvious this is happening, and you've got to get the information and help us to get it out. We're already at war with Iran. We're financing the terrorist organizations over there. We're killing off their scientists. We're killing off their politicians. We have actually gave $400 million to terrorist organizations to destabilize Iran. Of course, we've taken action against their monetary system. They're running at inflation rate something like 20% at the present time. And, of course, we're trying to goad them into doing something so we can justify going to war with Iran. But, of course, this will very well threaten both China and Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, they tell us it's going to be a simple war. They refer to it as a surgical strike. That's the article, Time to Attack Iran, in the latest Foreign Affairs magazine, January-February of 2012. Get it and read it, an article by Matthew Kronig, Time to Attack Iran. Those are their words. Help us get the word out. The last thing we want is another war, because when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Speak out, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the talk shows. Talk to your friends. Help us get the word out. We've got to prevent our leaders from taking us to a war. They may very well, of course, destroy this country economically, destroy the world, and kill millions more. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have an excellent book on Agenda 21 by Stealth and Deception. By Stealth and Deception by Arlene Kohler. You'll want to get her book on smart meters. We also have a 4-tape set on smart meters. All by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because there are powerful spirits and forces aligned against us. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. Brotherhood of Darkness, again, my number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.